Hallelujah. Happy Easter Sunday. Tell your neighbor happy Easter Sunday. I want to welcome all our churches online this morning. All the 17 branches of Abundant Life churches, they are online this morning. Hallelujah. I saw Liberia Church, I saw Ghana Church, I saw Kwara, Abeokuta. You know, we are going to start a branch in Abeokuta very soon. Work is going on. Hallelujah. Oyo, Kogi, Edo, everybody is online, and we welcome you from the headquarters. We ought to be here together, but well, no problem. The way the nation is, that's why we had to all stay apart. But we welcome every one of you. I say on behalf of Abundant Life Gospel Church headquarters, look at me, I'm waving my hands at you. And I say, happy Easter, happy All Believers Prayer Conference. Abundant Life House, let's tell them, let them hear you. Let's tell them, we love you, Abundant Life House, all over the world. We can see we love you, we love you. I hope the camera is catching all the brethren as they are waving so that they can see it online. We love you, we thank God for you. Praise the name of the Lord. I say praise the name of the Lord. I don't know how excited you are this morning, but I'm excited in the house of the Lord. Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan. He has given unto us victory. Choir, get ready. You see, I believe that that was what was going on the day Jesus resurrected. People were going everywhere. Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? He is risen. He has resurrected. The stone that was rolled to cover the mouth of the tomb, it was rolled away. The sure word was cancelled. All the military men that they put there to guard Jesus from rising, by the time he rose up, all of them were like dead men. The stone was rolled away, and Jesus rose triumphantly. He rose in victory. He rose in power. He rose in authority for you and for me. Someone shout hallelujah.
Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan.
5 minutes done.
He has given us victory. That's why we sing Hosea.
Let me hear you.
Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan. He has given us victory. That's why we're saying,
Hosea, Hosea,
Hosea, Hosea, Hosea, Hosea, Hosea,
Hosea,
yeah.
Resurrection. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for rejoicing because of your presence. We are grateful, oh God, for affording us your presence. Anytime we come to you, you don't deny us. You don't throw us away. Thank you for every branch of Abundant Life Church today. Thank you for some of our brethren as well abroad logging online today. We ask, oh God, that in the name of Jesus, your presence will tabernacle over every one of us as we hear your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the word of the King is, there is power. Let power go with your word this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we have another person. Don't sit down because you are going to help me to celebrate him. The son of the soil. You need to see that throughout this prayer conference, you know, people that have never even come up before, they've been coming and they've been doing amazingly. Have you been blessed? I'm telling you. The anointing in this sanctuary, it's amazing. It's amazing. Some of you are there. You are loaded with the Spirit of God. Don't worry. You will soon be fished out and you will begin to do great exploits. For it's been wonderful. We have in our midst this morning this man of God. He has been the supervisor over the teenagers church for the past 8 years, doing great things among the teens. He's been in Abundant Life for over 20 years, solid and doing great, quiet but doing a lot. Over the night, which night was that? Was it Friday / Saturday? I was already prepared for this morning. The Lord said, no, bring him. And I sent him. He said, mommy, what are you talking? I said, yes, that's what God said. And he's coming to minister to us today. Please help me welcome Brother Mike Falade as he brings the word of God to us this morning. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please take your seats briefly. Just sit down. There's so much today in the heart of the Lord to give unto us. And the best that you can do for him today is just to open that your heart to the Lord. Why mommy told me about this message just yesterday morning, I was surprised. So I was thinking. Then it came to my spirit that some persons, a lot of people, I mean, as a matter of fact, put themselves into self-bondage. And I'll explain as we get there. And God gave me a few scriptures. Then this morning, as I woke up very early, it came to my spirit. And I heard God clearly saying, break the pitchers. Break the pitchers. Break the alabaster box. Let the perfume come out. So I understood what God was saying on Saturday. So much in us, but the fear of tomorrow. Mr. Someone don't forget that there's a presence that we carry. And this morning, just lift your hands to the heavens. Lift your hands to the heavens. Lift your hands to the Lord. And tell him, Lord, I receive of you this morning. Lord, the perfume in my inside has to come out today. I carry your presence. It has to manifest today. Lord, that thing I've been hiding for too long, I break it today in your presence. Lord, in your presence, there is contentment. In your presence, there is life. Abundance in your presence. And Lord, I want to receive. So Lord, I break my pitcher this morning. That jar that is carrying so much in my inside, those limitations, I break them today. Let your presence consume me. I carry you in my inside. There is nothing that is too big against the God that I carry in my inside. So Lord, today let my perfume come out. Like Mary in the Bible, in Matthew 26, that came to you, Lord, and she poured that perfume on you. Lord, I open my box today. Let the aroma of the Spirit flow. Limitations are lifted. Heads bowed are lifted. Negative thoughts are lifted because of your presence that I carry. Let your presence flow through me. Oh, Jesus. Sing this song. Choir can help me as well. Yes, Jesus.
I am content
in your presence.
In your presence there is life.
Expression of your love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Revelation of your power and might.
Oh, Jesus.
In your presence I can breathe.
Stand to your feet, please. Stand to your feet, Jesus. Stand to your feet this morning. Mommy came up and in fact she just preached my message. She preached the message. But I know that today burdens have been lifted. The Lord said that some of us are struggling to express joy because we forget we carry Him. And because we forget, He is there. So I don't know who is here this morning that that message is speaking to. But burdens have been lifted. Every self-doubt is gone. In the name of Jesus. Because Jesus rose. Because Jesus rose. Ha ha. Because Jesus rose, life is here. Strength is here. Joy is here. There is lifting in the house this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, you are good, and we love you because you first loved us. Imagine Jesus being asked to come to the earth. He had never known what it is like to be here. But Jesus broke through that barrier, came to the earth, saw those challenges, went through them, beat them, rose again, preached to many, and went up again. Sitting down, watching us, walking with us, walking with us, living in our inside. So much ointment there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even as we go into your word this morning, let your presence radiate through us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Briefly, I have very short time to speak this morning. And I want to trust the Lord to help us. I want to thank Mommy for this opportunity and thank everybody. And in particular, thank my teenagers for their support and their love up to this point. In the last 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and of course today, we've spent time in God's presence, hearing from Him all about His presence. We heard messages, different messages of His presence, pressing into His presence, allowing God to walk you through the path of life, the promise of His presence, and on and on and on. All about His presence. And yesterday, as I stood at the back there, the Lord said to me, "Don't you see? It is me that you carry. But when you forget that, you will walk like a man. So I've made you as man, but I've put myself in your inside, so you're different. But when you forget, you will walk like a man." And today, this morning, I'm just speaking very briefly. on what I've to, I mean, just to pattern really after our messages. What I've called is presence in the unknown. And I'll explain. God's presence in the unknown. Many times, what we do is we want to see God's expression, God's love, God's mercy, rejoice, everything in the now. But I've come to understand that the life of a man is more abundant than the now. And many times, we as human beings will think about, so what will happen tomorrow? So where will I go tomorrow? So what will I eat tomorrow? So I will pay my house rent tomorrow. Oh, I want a car. Oh, I want a child. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. So we are always burdened about the unknown that we forget that God's presence is mobile. Goes with you. That anywhere your feet will touch, it takes it for you. We forget. So we're always thinking about the now. So we don't express rejoicing. We don't allow that perfume to show. But this morning, God is saying, I am present in your unknown. Your unknown is bigger than your past. Your failures of yesterday are in the past. So you can't hold on to that yesterday and hold on to that tomorrow that you forget about today. And that while you're expressing today and thinking about tomorrow, you would see that I am also there in your tomorrow. So for every young person and old person here, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm so old, I've not achieved so much. But there's so much more to go. There's so much race to run. There's so much houses and monies and cars and life to live tomorrow. So there's a God in that tomorrow. You know, for this conference, we've gone through Psalm 16, verse 11. That in God's presence, there is fullness of joy. So much of joy, abundance of joy. And that presence is not limited to now. That presence is also in your tomorrow. Let's check something that mommy has preached somehow, which is my scripture, John 20. John 20 from verse 11. John 20 from verse 11. I'll read. But Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the womb. Please, this scripture, as I'm reading it, pick something about yourself there. As she was weeping, as she was weeping, as she was crying, as she was moaning, as she was complaining, as she was just thinking, oh God, all this. She stooped down to look. She didn't lose too much of the consciousness that there's a God that rules in the affairs of men. She stooped to look. And as she looked, she saw two angels in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Why are you just so worried? Can't you see you carry me? Can't you see I'm there? Can't you see I'm the God in the unknown? Can't you see I have your backing? I have your tomorrow? Why are you weeping? And she said, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now, when she has said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And did not know that it was Jesus. Then he said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom
do you seek? What are you looking for? Why are you so burdened and so worried? One, I'm risen and I'm here. You carry me. I'm there. I'm that fourth person in the fire. Can't you see? If only Nebuchadnezzar and his courts knew what would happen. You know, the devil doesn't have an idea. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It is yet to come to the minds of men what God has in stock for his people. That's how big you are. That's how much God is thinking about you. You know, God had written books. In the volume of book, each of us written, saying, for Michael, this one. So these are the things. These are the volume. But Michael doesn't even know yet. These are his unknown, but I've written it for him. Oh, for Binkpe, this is it. I am thinking this. I've written this. He doesn't even know yet in the volume of books. And so Mary was seeking, and behind her was the presence. Around her was the presence. What are you worried about? What is troubling you? You know, I honestly thought that this message I would preach in a very different way about presence, but God was saying, this is how I want to go. Look, I need to bring restoration. I need to bring deliverance. I need to lift burdens. My presence is just too much for this, my people, to take for granted. So much I want to do in them. Remind them, I am there. Praise the Lord. I'll continue. She's supposing him to be the gardener. It's interesting, right? Here is Jesus beside you. And you're thinking, oh, maybe he's a doorman. And that has implication. Because it is those that know their God that will be strong and do exploits. But you see, ye are gods, but you think like man because you fail to understand that you are God. So what is man that you are so mindful of him? What is us that God is so mindful, so careful, so thoughtful about us? That means there's so much about you that you have not seen. Your best is yet to come. But you see, to enjoy that best, you cannot mistake the presence. Oh, gosh. You cannot mistake the master for another person. Because when you do, you misinterpret. You will not follow instructions. And those have implications for how much of joy and rejoicing that we can express. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So here she was mistaking him for somebody else. Then she said, sir, you know what, sir, let's bargain. You see, if you have taken him away, let's even bargain here. You know, I'm looking for Jesus, my master, my father, my Lord, my helper, my shield, my buckler, my redeemer, my all in all. I'm looking for him. But you see, I can't find him. I'm not sure you are him. I'm not sure. But in case you have taken him, let's bargain. Tell me. You see, the devil will not bargain with you like that. You know why? It comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. So you can't give him a chance. Praise the Lord. And then she said, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. No trouble, no fighting. Then he said to her, Mary, Michael, Jane, mommy, I'm just using Jane generally now. Jane, Peter, Theophilus, Remy, Ibukun. Oh, Lord, it's you. Why? She's been
burdened. She's been fearful that she forgot that he said, I will rise again. No amount of devils can keep me. I will rise again. There's someone here today. You are rising in the name of Jesus. So we can go on with the story. You could just read, at your own time and see the interesting drama between Jesus and Mary. But the bottom line here is, she was so burdened about the unknown that she forgot that the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of life, owns the unknown. Some of us here struggled. We have struggled. As a matter of fact, now you're so burdened that I give up. I don't know who you are. Don't give up. There's a God in your unknown. Your God is in the unknown. The presence is in the unknown. The master is in the unknown. Let's see a few examples where the God of the unknown showed up. Very popular scripture, the story of Elisha and his servants and those Syrian army that came. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. 2 Kings 6, 17. Hopefully, I can read quickly because there's something that God showed me there, and I'm hoping that it will resonate to all of us. Okay. Let me just go back a bit to... In any case, I'll just give some background, and then I'll go from there. So here was Elisha and his servants, and of course, the Syrian army, they've sent thousands around to stop that man that was doing amebo to the king of Israel. You know, so they would plan that, we'll go and attack the Israelites, and then God will show it to his servants. He will call, Mr. King, don't go here, they are there. Don't go there, they are there. So it was, they were always avoiding to fall into the trap of these devils. So they were like, who among us is doing amebo to that king? And someone said, excuse me, sir, actually, it's not us. It is that man, Elisha. How? He said, well, even in your bedroom, in that secret place, he hears, there's a God of the unknown that sees you when you weep at night. He cleans those tears in the name of Jesus. And so they're like, okay, let's go and even encamp that man. So if we encamp him, then we can defeat them. So if we seal the tomb of Jesus, then no more message. Then we will defeat his people. They are mistaken. This is a God that's not bound in any material thing. It's a God that expresses as he wills, as he wants to express. So they came, and then his servant then saw this man. We're like, my master, I went out now to go and do something. And I saw soldiers with guns and bombs and hammer tongs and aeroplanes and everything parading. In fact, they've built a garrison around us. Walls upon walls. They forgot when David said, by you, I will scale over a troop. They forgot that part. And the man was like, come on, relax. You're too worried. God, open his eyes. Let him have an idea of the unknown. And when God opened the eyes, he saw multiples of God's own army, multiples of God's own troops surrounding those people surrounding them. Interesting. Interesting. And said, and of course he said, I'm very nice prophet, Elisha. God, just let me dash them some blindness. Close their eyes. Let me lead them to where we'll feed them and send them back to the sender. And of course, that's what happened. Lord, blind them and led them, of course, to the army of the Israel. My father, should we kill this? No. Let's heap some coals on their head and send them back to their master. So they were fed. A great feast was thrown. Feed them. You feed the enemy. They fed them. So they went back. Say, sir, excuse me, sir. You see that, please? Let's not go again. There's a God of the unknown in their affairs. There are rules in their affairs. So let's leave them alone. That's one story. Let's look at the story of Agar. And let's see how God of the unknown showed up. And this story resonates, of course, with some persons here. Genesis 21, verse 19. We all know the story of Agar. Sarah's handmaid, long story, had a child for Master Abraham, long story, and all of that. And eventually, the son of the promise, Isaac, was born. And, you know, Sarah saw the two kids playing. Long story. Eventually, Abraham asked Agar to go. Take note of something. God is present. And God had told Abraham, you see this boy, Esau, Ishmael. So see this boy. So that even though it's not the promise, but I have something for him. So there's this God's presence, this small presence that the boy was carrying, small presence. And so Agar had left and had missed her way and so had wandered in that wilderness for a long time. I don't know what you are going around. So she had gone round and round, and she was weary and she was thirsty, and there was no water. But beside her was a well of water, but she never saw it. And the Lord said, Agar, what are you looking for? Story on. Then God opened her eyes. God lifted. You know, sometimes we can sit in so much self-pity and so much burden that we don't even see anymore that closest thing, that good thing around. And so God opened her eyes, and she saw the well, and she took, and of course, you know what water means? Life, energy, strength, presence, spirit. And then she drank, and of course, gave the baby. There was that God's presence in that unknown. Let's look at the life of Jacob. Jacob, Genesis 28, verse 16. Jacob was a man with all sort of interesting stories and burdens. And so, after father had called him, Jacob, you know what, don't marry from here, go and marry, and all of that. And in one of his journeys, he had slept. And God had appeared. He had seen a revelation. You know, the ascending, descending, and all of that. The presence was so much. But Jacob was so burdened about that unknown until he woke up from the dream and he said, so God is here and I didn't even know. So there's been a God around all along. I didn't even know. That was another God expression, God's presence in the unknown. What's your unknown? What's the fear? What's the burden? What's the thirst about? Is it a money concern? You see, the cattle on 1,000 of hills. God owns all of them, and he can decide on which fat one you kill and when you kill it. But again, when you don't know, you do like a man. I once watched a very short documentary. I saw the eagle picking a very big fish from the ocean. I just watching the eagle, how it went, how it timed, came so fast down, the force of even picking that thing and then just flying away, just taking his portion and flying. That's the story of some persons here. You are the eagle taking your portion of the blessing and gliding in God's presence in the name of Jesus. But you see, quickly, before we close this morning, it's one thing to have, it's another to express. Again, rejoicing because of his presence. Two things are connected by one. Your rejoicing is connected to his presence. Your victory is connected to his presence. Your breakthroughs are connected to his presence. Let's flip that coin. When there's no presence, what happens? If you take out the presence, then something will be affected. So let's look quickly, briefly this morning, at retaining this presence that guarantees rejoicing. You know, I was just checking through again some Bible story history, and I saw that the word rejoice, joy, and all of that was repeated over 400 times in the Bible. And the word happiness, perhaps 1, 2, 3, 4 times. It tells you something. Because as we must have heard, you know, from teachings, rejoicing, joy is a thing that is beyond emotions. It's beyond feelings. It's beyond just because I don't have this. It's on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood and he said, "He that fasts, let him come and drink. He that fasts, let him come and drink." While I started this morning, I heard that same scripture. Who here is thirsty? Come to drink. Leave the unknown. God is so much interested in your life yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's taking care of all these things. He's asking you to come today, fast. So the first thing to retain is to be thirsty. Because once you are thirsty, you will seek for water, at least for a drink, for something. So this is the last day of the prayer conference. Who is thirsty? Let him come. Who is hungry? Let him come. Who is weary? Let him come. Who is depressed? Let him come. Who is burdened? Let him come. Because Jesus has risen. The presence is come. The glory is come. The life is come. You're thirsty? Come. Number two. Those that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. You have to know your God. That is your source and your secret. This is something that I've sometimes, you know, just pick around among my friends, the young chaps here, that we all flow together, you know, that's how we do our thing. And I said to them, there is God, is our source. Then there is a secret. Every child of God is entitled to some secrets. Daniel chapter 2, God reveals secrets, right? And God gives instruction. Here's my question. What are the instruction that God has given to you to keep? I'll give an example. Sometimes you feel this burden to fast, maybe once a week. Not normal fast that we all do. This one is just peculiar. That is an instruction. It's a secret. It's not coming from the devil. The devil will never ask you to fast like that. It's not possible. Because he himself is looking for a way to destroy you. So fasting for strength, for power, for grace, he wouldn't want it. So that can never be from the devil. He's been known to be father of lies and deceit. So he can't be that source. So that is God speaking. When you don't have secrets in life, sometimes God tells you, about that issue, write this down. About that place, note this. Do this. Do do this, do that. These are instructions. So when a child of God is devoid of secrets, you walk aimlessly. As a child of God, you're supposed to be two steps ahead every time. Because God is the biggest amiibo you can ever. I see sometimes when God said, don't go that place. Oh, don't enter that thing. Oh, don't do that business. I feel like, well, you know, I'm smart. I got a PhD in smartness. I go like, put that to one corner. Don't do that. These are instructions. These are secrets. Like God said to Samson and the mother, you see, madam, you're carrying a destiny, Samson, a deliverer. You're carrying him. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And the boy, don't do this, don't do this. Don't eat unclean thing, don't drink this, don't. You see, those things that God said that guy should not do, but the things the guy was doing. And when you flaunt God's secret and instruction, there could be consequences, even in the unknown. So in Samson's unknown, he fell. But thank God for grace. So you need to understand your source is God. Maybe it's somebody else, I don't know, but my source is God. And he's giving me some secret of life, some instructions that I must keep. Okay, I'm beginning to round off now. That's the second thing. So know your God, know your source, and have your secrets, and follow your instruction. The third thing there, be obedient. You know, even Jesus learned these things by obedience. I said earlier on that he had no idea about how it would be like to be a man on earth. He had no idea. But he came to be like, and then to follow, and then to ask the Father, so look, Father, what are you thinking? What are you saying? How do we go? What should I do? Should I break this bread? Should I break this fish? Should I do this? Should I do that? Yes, do. No, don't. Following, obedience. That gives capacity to the presence to flow the more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four, you need to identify little sparks. How do I mean? You know, sometimes you feel like, you know, I came for the prayer conference. Now they call for testimony. I didn't have anything to say. You see? Nothing to say. You're wrong. Very wrong. Some little sparks were born. The culmination of the gathering and the praying and the waiting and the asking led to testimonies for many others. But sometimes you always feel like it has to be for me. So we don't see those small sparks that God is lightning in our inside. For example, it tells you, pray for that person. It's a spark, little spark. If you don't follow, the big prayer chain will not happen. That's how the presence is built and retained and elongated. Finally, Psalm 139. As we just round up this message today, and so we can just pray and end this service. There's so much, still so much miles to cover. But let's check Psalm 139, and so that we can end this interesting service. Just bear with me. Let me scroll. Okay. Psalm 139 from verse, I think from verse 1. So that you can see the big picture, the entire picture. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts from afar off, my unknown. You know it already. You comprehend my path and my lying down. And you are acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have edged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge, the fact that this thing exists, the fact that you've done this much around me, it's too much for me. It's just too much for me, oh Lord. Then he said, if I ascend into the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning, even there, the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. And your right hand shall hold me. Let me just jump and move further down. I'll continue. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. Higher. And in your book they were written of me, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none to know. How precious also are to me, how great is the sum of them all. If I count them, there will be more than the number of sand in the sea. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, oh God. Let me just move on from there and go towards the last part. It says, this last verse, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Rise to your feet this morning. Rise to your feet this morning. Lift your hands to the heavens. Lift your hands to the heavens. Lift your hands to the heavens. Again, that word. Open your alabaster box. Let the perfume come out. Let the presence flow. Let the presence flow. Let his hands flow. Let his word flow. The voice as of many waters. His presence, his glory. Let his love flow. Open that thing that you're blocking. Open that thing that you're blocking. Lift the lid off that box. Let the perfume come out. There's a God in your known. There's a presence in your known. There's deliverance in the tomorrow. Lift your heart to him this morning and tell him, Lord, lift this burden off me. Lord, let the presence radiate through me. Break every chain. Lord, you are risen. Every dead thing in me, come to life. Heed to his presence. Lord, give me contentment. Lord, give me contentment. I don't know what you have. The Lord said, you have to be contented in what I've given you. And then take your eye off the worries. That business, I've sorted it already. See, that school fee for your child, I have paid it. I paid the debt already. That building, I just finished it. Can't you see? Jeremiah, what can you see? Oh, Lord. Then he said, I will watch over my word to perform. I will do it. Can't you see? Elijah told Ahab, prepare yourself. Take a flight because rain is coming. Take a flight because rain is coming. And he called his servants, go and check for me. The guy said, sir, I can't see nothing. Say, no, you're mistaken. Go again. I said, God, in the unknown, go again. The guy went 7 times. Say, sir, I saw a smoke cloud at the hand of a man. It's so strong this morning. There's no time. It's so strong this morning. It's so strong. The presence is so strong. It's so much this morning. Oh Lord. It's so much this morning. It's so much this morning. It's just so much this morning. Take your flight. Sit up. Run. Get up. Run. Who is here? Get up. Run. Take a flight. Run. Trust the Lord. Run. Take a flight. Run. Run. Just run. Rain is coming. Run. It's so much. Run. Every dry ground is not becoming so wet. Run. I'm the God in the unknown. Run. Take a flight. Just go. My presence is there. And when you get there, you will find me, saith the Lord. Give God praise this morning. My time is up.
Anything in this conference, can you give her the mic, please? I am the unknown God. You cannot know me enough. You cannot know me enough. You cannot search my knowledge. You cannot search my knowledge. But to as many of you that desire to know me today, I am here to reveal myself to you. I am here to show you my power. I am here to show you my glory. I am here to lead you. I am here to take you by the hand and walk you down the way. I am here to hold you by the hand. I will walk you down your destiny. I have so much potentials in this house. I have so much hidden treasures in this house. My daughter, you have started with the youth. I will reveal more of them to you. I have so much treasures in this house. I have so much treasures in this house. I have so many hidden treasures in this house. And I'll begin to reveal them one after the other. I will bring down my glory upon this house. The glory of the latter day shall be better than the former. I have told you, be careful of me in this sanctuary. Be careful of what you do in this place. My presence is in this house. This is not the cathedral you used to know. This is not the temple of old. This is my dwelling place. I am talking of a peace arena. It is my dwelling place. This house is my dwelling place. If you are not careful what you do in this house, anyone that do unclean thing in this temple, I will destroy them. I am a lion. I am the lamb at the same time. But I am warning you in this house today, to as many of you that still partake in evil things, desist from it, because the time of my judgment has come. The time of my wrath has come. My death on the cross of Calvary was not in vain. I paid it all for you. I paid it all for you. What is that thing that you cannot give to me? Why are you still withholding from me? Why are you holding back your life as if you own it? Why are you holding yourself back from my service? I need you all to reconsecrate yourself. Rededicate yourself before me this morning and take a new dimension this year, because I am the Lamb, and at the same time, I am the consuming fire. I am the Lion at the same time. I will be mine to those that love me. There will be a God of destruction to as many that goes against my way. As many of you that has come to seek me in this period, I have released my power upon you. My spirit I have released to you. My hand I have laid upon every head this month. My hand is upon your head. Don't search for it. My hand is upon your head. I am the unknown God. I am the unknown God. My power is in this house. My power is in this house. Consecrate this temple to me. Consecrate it unto me. No unclean thing should pass through this temple. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I change it not. I change.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Be still in the name of Jesus. Lakoshata Yadaba. The presence of the Lord is awesome in this place. The glory of the Lord is heavy in this sanctuary. There's so much of revelation, of prophecy, but we will not have time to take everything. I'm sure in the branches as well, the presence of the Lord is strong wherever you are. Just keep her there on the floor. Keep her there. Yes, leave her there. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Put her down now so that she won't roll and hurt herself. Push her down. Yes, just keep her there. Thank you, Jesus. Alakoshata yadaba. Egralaba shata raba kuri ala shande. Rakalaba shata yadaba rebo shakalaba sata yadaba. Thank you, Jesus. Brethren, if you forget anything in this conference, don't ever forget that the presence of the Lord is with you. See him in the now and see him in the unknown. See him in today and see him in your future. What a wonderful word we have had today. Jesus was right beside Mary. She thought it was a gardener. She did not know it was Jesus. If you do not consciously carry the presence of God with you, you will miss a lot of things. You will take steps that you are not supposed to take. You will do what you are not supposed to do. You will run away from where you are not supposed to run away. Before I forget, the Lord said I should tell somebody, that business, you have had so much challenge and you want to close it up. He said I should warn you, don't close it up because there is something great coming. Whatever it is you are going through now, I will walk you through it and you will see the glory in the future. Whomever that word is for, you better take it. There is a God in your unknown. You cannot know all about him, but walk with him step by step. Bring down that volume. I remember 10 years ago. I wept on the altar of the Lord for like 4 hours. It was winter, it was cold, but I was hot. I was crying because I could just see what was happening at that time. Daddy passed on. He just left. No, you know, so many things had happened, but I could not believe he was leaving. And I'm like, where do I go from here? How do I continue? I said, Lord, please give him at least 1 or 2 years. Let him do the things he has started. The cathedral at that time, it was just skeleton. No roof, no nothing. The whole ground was red. Thing. We had 2 big holes there, if you remember, 2 big ditches here. When rain falls, water has to enter into that place. Because of the flood that happens here, Deacon Lekan had to say they should dig 2 big ditches here and here. Some of you remember, when rain falls, water will enter. It was bad. I said, Lord, I cried because just like Mary, I couldn't see Jesus. In my tears, the presence of the Lord came in and he said, I am with you. I said, what am I supposed to do? Will I carry his dead body back to Nigeria or I bury him in America? He said, I will be with you. He said, yeah, I've called you. Go ahead and continue where he stopped. I couldn't see God in the unknown. But after speaking to me, my strength revived. The grace of God came. And here we are, almost 11 years. Can you see the Lord in the unknown? Can you see the Lord in the unknown? I was in a meeting some time ago. One great man of God that I respected said, oh, do you know Mama Jane? Before my friend passed on, everything was like this. But now when she took over, things went to the next level. And she's doing great. He said, for me, oh, I don't want to die before anything goes to the next level. I want to be here and enjoy everything. I said, he does not understand. That is not about me. It's about him. It's not about him. It's not about me. It's about him. It's not about me at all. It's his agenda. Listen to me. There is a God in your unknown. Stop being worried. Stop being troubled. There is a woman here. You have been trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb. You have gone through a lot. Other afflictions came upon you apart from the fruit of the womb. And you said, I cannot see God. Hear me. There is a God in your unknown. You better get up yourself and begin to rejoice, because it is in your rejoicing that the miracle will come. Hear me. The Lord said, I should tell you, as long as you continue to complain, you will be in that situation for a long time. Take your eyes off your situation and seek Jesus in your unknown. Joseph saw Jesus in his unknown. I've said this every day since we started this conference. That was why he could go through everything he went through until he got to the palace. He has a plan for you. A plan of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Don't bring a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Do not bring a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't back off. Don't go away. Don't seek alternatives. Don't do what you're not supposed to do, because that problem has an expiry date. There is a presence of the Lord in your unknown. Can you see it? I say, can you see it? I say, can you see it? Can you see it? It's only those who will obey him that will see it. We were here on Tuesday. I was here ministering in Jeje, and the Holy Spirit showed me that brother. He said, call him and pray for him. I said, Pastor Yinka, call me that brother. He came here. I poured oil on him, and whatever I said, I don't know. I don't know. He left. After service, he came to me. You heard his testimony. How he had a dream. Before that time, he saw himself going somewhere. They said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Acton Cemetery. That was the spirit of death. He declared it in his dream. And he woke up, he began to pray. Forgot about it. He had an appointment on that Tuesday. He was on his way to the appointment. Just one bus stop to the appointment. The Lord said, go back to church. Go back. He said, the people are waiting for me. God said, go back to church. He had to call them and say, please, I'm canceling this appointment. I'm coming to church. He sat down there and the Lord said, call him. 2 days after, he was involved in an accident. That is him. 2 days later, he was involved in an accident that would have thrown him right into the ocean. And today, he will already be in Acton Cemetery. But he obeyed the instruction. There are sparks. Listen, these messages we have heard during this convention, take them and listen to them again. The one for today, listen to them again. There are sparks that the Holy Spirit will spark in you. If you don't respond, you will forfeit the rejoicing. There is a God in your unknown. Gives you instruction, you are not listening. How do you want to perpetually rejoice? It's not going to work. Thank God Mary did not run away like the other disciples. Peter, the best friend of, as I was reading that scriptures, I began to see so many things. Peter, the best friend of Jesus. Even John, the beloved, when they came and they didn't see Jesus in the tomb, what did they do? How many of you know that scripture? They went back. We cannot find him. So, forgetting that he has said his reason, but Mary stood there. He said, I am going to stand here. And she began to weep. She waited until the master showed up. Master did not say Peter. He didn't say John. He said Mary, because Mary waited to see him. Friend, whatever you think is lost, hang in there. There's going to be a restoration. I told you when we started, the Lord told me, he said, I will begin to do new things. New things. But it depends on you. If Mary walked away with Peter and John, the story will be different. Even though she didn't know Jesus was there, Jesus showed himself to her because she waited for him. Can you just put aside frivolities and unnecessary things and just concentrate on the master? And let him help you, walk you through the path of life like that sister shared with us on Friday. I thank God that I obey the Holy Spirit. My message cannot even stand beside what you preach. That's the truth. God has, you know, it's not about anybody. It's about what God wants to do at any time. Hello? If I had done like this, I have to preach. I wouldn't allow you to benefit from what God has put in his spirit today. there is a God in your unknown. Hello? I said there is the presence of God in that unknown. There's a presence of God in your future. That future that is bleak and black, the light of God is already there waiting. Kalabashata yada. I said the light of God is already there waiting. The future of Jacob at that point in the wilderness was black and bleak and sad. But God said, I will be with you. I will go with you wherever you are. And I will bring you back here. I'm going to prosper you. Your seed will break to the right, break to the left, break to the front, break every... Your seed will inherit this land. At that time, Jacob was a bloody bachelor. He didn't know where he was going. But God talked about his seed in the future. Was there not a God in his unknown? Hear me, sister. There is a God in your unknown. You there in black. The Lord said, I should tell you there is a God in your unknown. If his presence, go out of this conference consciously carrying that presence. Carry it. Know it. When you find yourself in any situation, tell yourself, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Don't be afraid. Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I want you to pray a prayer before we take the communion and we'll end up. Lord, thank you. Because I know you are with me today. You are with me tomorrow. You are with me next year. You are with me. I didn't say you should say you will be with me. You are with me. Psalm 139, we read it last Sunday. He's reading. He said your life is written in the books. Everything is written there. When the mother and the father of Esther died, and she became house help, housemaid in the house of Mordecai, she didn't know that there is a future for her. She's going to be a queen, the queen of King Ahasuerus. She didn't know that she's going to be the deliverer of Israel. Hear me this morning. Your page is already written. The plans of God are the plans of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end and a hope. I don't care who you are. The Lord has good plans for you. Your future is going to be great. Lord, I thank you. You are with me today. You are with me tomorrow. You are with me next tomorrow. You are with me next year. You are with me 10 years to come. You are with me 20 years. You are with me for as long as I will live. Because you live, I can face tomorrow. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Forget about the person beside you. Shut your door and pray. If you want to sit down, you are free, please. Kaba shata yadaba. No wonder rejoicing is in his presence. Leave this place with rejoicing this morning, no matter what your circumstances are. Thank you, Lord. That songwriter that says, I never knew you will honor me this way, I can now understand why that song came. But we are not doing it. See, I never knew you will honor me this way. Because when the writer began to see God, he could not, okay, so this is what God has for me in the future. Young people in this sanctuary this morning, don't jeopardize your future with what you are saying. Don't allow sin to stop you. Don't allow wrong friends to hinder you. There is a God in your future. There is a future for you. The presence of the Lord is there. He has good plans for you, not of evil, to give you an expected end and a hope. All over Abundant Life churches, all of you where you are, take this word as the word to finalize the prayer conference. The presence of the Lord is with you wherever you go. Carry that presence. Remind yourself every day, no matter what the devils try to do, you cannot bow before God and bow before men. You cannot bow before God and bow before the enemy. No way. If it seems you are bowing now, hear me. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days, but on the third day, he rose triumphantly. You are rising. stop worrying about your age. That's for somebody. Oh, laka yabashata yadamasariya. Thank you, Jesus. You're with me today, tomorrow, forever. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.
Please go on, choir.
Solemnly.
That sister trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb. And so much afflictions have come around you and you are giving up. Can you run to the front right now? If you are online, run to the altar where you are. Let the pastor there lay hands on you, anointing with oil. If you are in this place, run here now. Because you have already put a barricade around yourself. We need to break it. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Come on, everyone.
Because he lives.
Please bring the oil. Reverend Peter, come and anoint them.
I can face tomorrow.
There's one more person the Holy Spirit is talking about. Don't stay behind. There's still one person. When you come, I will know. There's still one person. I don't know who that person is. When you come, I will know, because I will have a witness in my spirit.
Because I know he holds my
hand. Alagadaba shayadababa.
My life is worth a living just because.
Sing it to yourself and sing it to the Lord. Let him hear you. Forget about the person beside you. Because he lives. You can face tomorrow. There's a God in your future. He lives in your future. He lives in your tomorrow. Your tears, it's over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He touched me.
Forget about your age. Forget, forget. God is a God of times and seasons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let the same anointing flow to your wife. Whoever you are standing in for, in the name of Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for a few more minutes. Just pray in tongues. Everyone, pray in the Holy Ghost. La kata yada la bashata yada. Rekele borobos. Forget, we are not doing drama here. Forget about every other person and just pray in the Spirit. Ikra da la bashata ya. Ege de bosokori ande de boshala bakala bashande. Madagaze kete borodo boshala gada ba 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 ba. Rantaka yada, kalaba shata yada, rekalia bashede kelebo sokoria, egada baba 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 shata la gada baba 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 baba, rekelebo robobo shakata ba lekete bosoria, egada baba baba, makalaba baba shada ya, egrande rebo shanda riala baba shada, kataba kataba la bakoria da shada, rekalaba baba shada da baba bakoria. Now listen to me, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out. You have no business here. This vessel is the vessel of the Holy Spirit. This vessel is a vessel the Lord has anointed for His glory. So you do not have a part here. At the count of five, I command you. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, in the name of Jesus. Four, in the name of Jesus. Five, in the name of Jesus. Get out. And never ever come again. Let the Holy Spirit flow through you. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let the Holy Spirit flow through you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus sets you free. Open your eyes and look at me. Get up. Levi, get up. Say, Jesus, take over now. Say, Jesus, take over now. I give you everything from this moment. Every covenant is broken. You are mine and I'm yours. I will serve you all the days of my life. I receive the anointing. Oh, I heard the Holy Spirit say, like that woman. Hey, like that woman that broke the alabaster box. He was free and Jesus took over and used her as a vessel. This is a vessel unto honor. I hear the Holy Spirit say, Jesus, take over. No, you cannot hear hello. You are made for His glory. You are made for His glory, made for His praise. Yes, Holy Spirit, finish the work you started. Complete it. It is done. Give me the oil. Sorry, open your mouth. Take the anointing. Liver. Liver there. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Abound Life Voices, stand to your feet, lift your hands. Let the glory of the Lord come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I release the glory of the Lord upon you. I release the power of the Lord upon you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are sitting on the throne of God. 2 weeks ago, the Lord told me, He said, anoint them, but I've not had time. I always like to wait for opportunity. Last Sunday, somebody sent me a message. He said, I saw the throne of God right there where the choir was sitting. So I saw the throne of God. And I knew in my spirit that today, God wants me to. I release that grace upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not minister in the flesh. You will minister in the spirit. Instrumentalists, let me tell you, God has chosen you. You better stop living the life you used to live before. There is a new thing on your lives, all of you. All of you, pata pata. There's a new beginning, a new beginning. And if you will walk with the Lord, He will take you beyond where you ever dreamt you would be. Let Him walk with you. Let Him walk with you. Forget what you used to be. Give Him your totality. And let's see if in the next 3 years down the line, your life will not tell a new story. I release that grace upon all of you now. In the name of Jesus. In the Holy Spirit, I don't want anybody falling there. Let your anointing come upon them with ease. Not in so much power that any of them will be falling. Receive it now. Receive, Ibeke, come here. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Toby, come here. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Le kaba shata yadaba. Le kete bobo shanderia. Le kata baba sata. La bakuria bashada. Receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hey, receive, receive. Your desire. Ala kata yadaba shata ya. Reke legede dadada bo shanda la basaria la bashadia. Katabakete bosokuria bashada. Rekalaba. Kadababa bashada ya. He said, as you humble yourself in my presence and in the presence of my people, I will lift you up. He said, humble yourself in my presence and the presence of my people, I will lift you up. Your desires are granted. Your desires are granted. Weep no more. It will surprise you. Something new will happen. The glory of the Lord will be revealed. Take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I open your womb right now. Yeah. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Leave her there. Brassam, come. Come, 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 come. Lekalaba shata yada baba. Korea baba shata. Rekalaba. Stay there. Stay on that altar there. Don't go. Put her there. Let her stay there. Stay there for a while. When you should stand up, you will know. Don't go in a hurry. Le raba baba bashata. Kalaga daba seketeria bashande. Re da galaba shika yaba lekete bosotoria da sharia. Rada galaba shata yada baba kota bakata yada baba sharia. There is something new that the Lord is going to unfold to you. You don't even know it yet. You don't know it yet. You think you are just a sound engineer and a music director. No, there is more to it. There is more to it. In His kingdom, there is more to it. You already have the glimpse. It's already in you, but you break that box. Break it. And let the perfume flow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Raliga bala shata yadaba. Keriaba shata riaba kalaba sharia. Thank you, Jesus. Ruth, come here. I've been seeing you. I don't want to do it because I don't want it to seem as if, oh, it's because she's her daughter. That's why she's doing that. But I don't want to disobey the Holy Spirit. Because before you became my daughter, you are a daughter of the Almighty. Receive it now. Yes, receive. Yeah. Move away from her back. Receive it now. There's an anointing coming from behind you. Kaliga dabashakaya. Keta makalaba shete yegebobo sotoria. All those secret things the enemy planted in the secret in your body, today the blood of Jesus flushed them away and it goes back to where it came from. You are free to do that which God has called you to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brother Mike, come. Ralakata bashata yada. There's something I'm seeing, but I won't tell you yet. Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before the Lord. Rakala baba shata ya. Ega digala bashata. Makata barege de bobobo shakalia baseteria bashadia. Rakaba, Lord, begin to prepare your son. Prepare him. Speak to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive a fresh grace. Receive a fresh unction. Receive a fresh anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Brother Femi Ajibode, please run here. Please forgive.